We'll deliver the rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm a slightly stuffy-nosed Byron Lee, KC9EEK, with the rain report, which will be occupying booth 404 at the Dayton Hamvention, May 15th through the 17th. That's booth 404. Rain report not found. And to get you in the mood for the 40-plus forums scheduled to take place through the two-day ham extravaganza, we bring you an excerpt from the 2008 Youth and Amateur Radio Forum, one of the most popular. Here's former full-time ham radio school teacher and now volunteer Carol Perry, WB2MGP, host for this well-attended forum the past 21 years.
Logan Gillette. Logan is 12 KD0CIT. He likes to program computers, ski, snowboard, read and play soccer. His topic is, ham radio is my life.
Hi, my name is Logan Gillette, KD0CIT. And today I'd like to tell you about how ham radio has started me on some interesting adventures in electronics. I'm 12 years old, and I'm a 7th grader at Jefferson County Open School in Lakewood, Colorado. I've had my technician's class license since December 2007, and I got it through Bark Jr. and an online testing program. Bark Jr. is the Boulder Amateur Radio Club Junior Division. Since forever, it's been the only place where I can talk about ham radio and not have other kids go, "Oh, that's great. You can talk to people without being connected to them. So can I. Cell phone." But a cell phone's only good for playing badly made games when the tower's down. And more often than not, in a natural disaster, the towers are going to be down. I liked Bark Jr. so much that I started inviting a friend of mine to come. He passed his technician's exam. He seems to really enjoy Bark Jr. and will probably keep coming for a long time. I personally have really been coming to Bark Jr. since I was just a little kid crawling around in diapers. That would explain why I didn't remember where the restroom was when I came back. I was coming when I was so young because of my brother, KC0KPM, who was active when he was my age. One of my earliest memories is sitting on my brother's bed, watching him talk on the radio, and then wanting to try. I guess I really just wanted to push buttons. I even liked to push my brother, my parents, even my teacher's buttons. My grandfather also tried for his novice when he was my age, but unfortunately he didn't pass because of the code. Am I glad I didn't have to do the code? It's not that I don't like code, it's just that if I had had to take the code on the test to get my license, it would have taken me much longer to get it, and then I wouldn't be able to be here today. It might also be cool to get my dad involved in ham radio as well, because I think that he would really enjoy it. My mom wanted to get her license when my brother was active, but she was too busy with a small child crawling around in diapers. Me. But now, with a lot of practice and a little bit of help with the algebra, she passed her technician's exam. She's right there. Ham radio has affected me by opening up so many different possibilities to me. Like electronics, my Morse code key. My Morse code key was just a practice keyer that I put together out of some parts from Bark Jr. Homebrew Night and an enormous amount of green duct tape. But the wires got crossed underneath the duct tape, and the battery started to heat up. By the time I notice, it's quite hot, and I tell my friend Brady to run upstairs and get scissors. He runs upstairs and yells at my mom, "We need scissors! The battery's going to explode!" He's an excitable fellow. This forced my mom, a teacher, to run with scissors. Ham radio also helped me with my science fair project, which was, I suppose the right word for it would be a tablet PC. Just a computer that uses a touchscreen instead of a mouse. Only, instead of a touchscreen, my friend and I used an infrared camera and infrared LEDs so that when we turn them off and on at the screen, It would tell the computer that we were clicking there. Because of ham radio, I also built a power regulator. This is just a device that I plug into the wall, and then with a variable resistor, I can change the amount of DC output I get. This taught me about schematics and soldering, which will help me with the other projects I'm planning to build. A binary clock, just a digital clock that tells time in binary, and experimenting with flexible circuits, so that I might be able to turn the binary clock into a binary watch, albeit a large one. Ham radio also opened up the possibility of talking to people all over the world and several possible future careers for me, as a computer programmer, an electronics designer, or a career in communications. There are some organizations that could really use that last one. Like, when I hurt my shoulder skiing at Winter Park Ski Resort in Colorado, the ski patrol brought me down, and when I asked them, none of them even knew what band they were on, let alone what frequency. Actually, they told me a kind of sad story about how in 9/11, there were some firemen who, if they had been able to coordinate with the police using their radios, would have been able to save so many more lives. The good news is, though, that all over the countries, people are spending thousands of dollars to make sure that the emergency staff are trained and their equipment is compatible, so that if something like this ever happens again, those firemen won't be alone. Some good things did come out of the radios in 9/11, though. There were some firemen coming down the stairs, and they made the decision to carry someone who was lying there, even though it would slow them down. They didn't make it out of the building before it collapsed, but they were able to coordinate a rescue from underneath the rubble, and all of them survived. In conclusion, ham radio has opened up so many different avenues of opportunity for me. And because I'm young, I may still have the time and the energy to explore many of them. Special thanks to Carol, WB2MGP, and the Dayton Amateur Radio Association for giving me this opportunity to speak. Thank you to Jerry, N0UI, my Dayton coach, for helping me with my speech and for putting up with me. Thank you to Ellie, N0QCX, for helping me with my speech. Thank you to my dad and my mom for their support and for driving me. And thank you to Rip, NV0M, for cool electronics projects. This is KD0CIT73. Thank you, Logan.
That concludes the 2008 Dayton Hamvention presentation by Logan Gillette, KD0CIT, one of a handful of youngsters who spoke at the 2008 Dayton Hamvention Youth and Amateur Radio Forum. If you get to the Hamvention next Friday, be sure to check out the myriad of forums that the Hamvention has scheduled. With any luck at all, we hope to bring you the first excerpt from the ever-popular FCC forum with the May 22nd RAIN report. In case you've missed it, the RAIN report will share booth 404 with the Gateway 160-meter radio newsletter and the amateur radio newsline. Good luck trying to catch Bill Pasternak in the booth, however, as he spends most of the weekend gathering material for the post-Hamvention edition of Newsline. That's booth 404 at the Dayton Hamvention, May 15th through the 17th in suburban Dayton, Ohio. Drop by the booth, and you just may be interviewed by RAIN's founder and producer, Hap Hawley, KC9RP. The RAIN Report is copyright 1990-2009. RAIN, all rights reserved. Now for all of us at The RAIN Report, I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK, bidding you a very 73 from all of us at the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com. See you at Dayton!